And so I suppose it is for us in general. The vast majority of us live in little worlds, the little world of our particular family, the little world of the particular job that we do or that we wish that we could do because we don't have a job, or the particular little world of the voluntary associations and causes and things that we are a part of. These are our little worlds, and we make sense of our lives within them, and these are the theatres within which we are to display our virtues, and out of our little worlds, big pictures are made. The first reading this morning is part of an excoriating denunciation of the unfairness and exploitation that characterized the life of the Kingdom of Israel in the 8th century. And Amos can see nothing but the wrath of God rolling down like water to sweep it all away. But if you talk to the people who are involved in it, they would say that they were acting in entirely rational ways. People were trying to maximize their own position in their little world, and it all added up to something awful. And we might sometimes wonder what many of the decisions that we make that are perfectly rational, sensible economic choices, the decisions that we make, what they will add up to in the larger picture as God sees it or as history will one day judge it. That's a challenge that is always with us. But we have a hope based on the life and the death and the rising of Jesus that there is an ultimate big picture. We wait for the revelation of it, but there is a final history to be written and a final judgment to be passed. And that final history and that final judgment must be a hopeful one because of the resurrection of Christ. So we live in our little worlds, we make our decisions, we struggle with the moral choices that confront us. And as we do so, we can have a sense that the ultimate general sees the large plan, even if we don't, even if in our particular little dugout in 21st century London, we don't have a clue what's going on. It doesn't seem that we have a clue what's going on. Actually, we can have a complete confidence in what's going on, because what's going on is the great picture that God himself is making and has given us the foretaste of in the resurrection of Jesus. And to the God who loves us beyond anything we can imagine, and whose great picture is for us a design for good, to him be glory, now and always. Amen. Amen.